Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Amy Carmichael, missionary leader in India, said that her mission, the Donavur Fellowship, had a rule for conversation. The absent one must be safe among us. That was her way of reminding people that to talk about another person in a derogatory or degrading way, in their absence, when we would never say the same thing in their presence, takes unfair advantage of the individual. The absent one must be safe among us. Now, Amy Carmichael wasn't the first to observe such a principle. Some 15 centuries before, St. Augustine had a motto over his table which read, "He that speaks an idle word against an absent man or woman is not welcome at this table." Augustine remembered the words of Jesus, who said, "But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken." Idle words. A lot of them come carelessly from our lips. According to one statistician, the average person spends 13 years of his life just talking. And of course, some folks are way above average. In the course of a normal day, the average person speaks 18,000 words, enough to fill a book of 54 pages. In a year, your words put in print would fill 66 books of 300 pages each. A great many of those words concern other people, and often they would be better unsaid. How many times this past week have you heard somebody said, "Did you hear about so-and-so?" And you replied, "No, what's going on?" They began to relate something that they had heard. You accepted it at face value. But if you said, "How do you know this to be true? Do you know it to be an actual fact?" The person might have replied something like, "Well, I heard it from so-and-so. And if the truth were known, she heard it from a neighbor who heard it from the ladies down at the market." That choice bit of news may be totally out of context and may be so distorted as to actually make the truth appear to be false. I was with two businessmen, and one asked the other, "Where were you this last weekend?" He replied, "Oh, I was up in the mountains with my secretary." Not knowing that his secretary is his wife, I said, "And I hope your wife was along." He smiled as he said, "Oh, I guess you don't know that my secretary is my wife." Now, how much damage could have been done with the first half of that conversation? I'm thinking about a colleague who was the pastor of a certain church, and in the course of time, one of the staff members working with him got his nose out of joint, disgruntled, we say. "I'll fix him," he thought. So he began to suggest to the elders in the church that because of his close working relationship with the senior pastor, he knew he had been morally indiscreet. Now, the man really was innocent of the charge which had been whispered out of malice, but the rumor is always more palatable than the truth. People believed it. "I always thought he was a jerk." "Well, he's just that kind of a person. Goes to show you, you can't trust anybody." And what happened? The senior minister was eventually completely exonerated as the instigator of the story confessed to what he had done and why he had done it. But the damage was done. The reputation of an innocent man had been so badly hurt that he had to be transferred to another church in another city. Now, should you be tempted to pass on a savory bit of news, remember Amy Carmichael's motto: "The absent one must be safe among us." "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor," wrote Paul to the Ephesians, "for we are all members of one body."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.